Great. Well, let's move into a meditation and a channel from Kryon. And I really invite you to utilize this time for yourself. The greatest gift we have is managing our own precious energy and acknowledging that when we honor our journey, when we create that inner peace, that inner stillness within us, when we rejuvenate ourselves by taking time to meditate, to be alone, to be in the stillness, we then come away with renewed energy that ripples out and touches everyone we meet. So when we take care of ourselves first, the honor of our journey blesses everyone we meet. And in this space, we invite the beautiful messages from Kryon to bless us with wisdom, love, and guidance.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. So aware are we of those who join us now. We say this so often to you, but again, there are so many who come in and never have heard it, and think perhaps that a message like this is just thrown out so that sometime someone will hear it. Like some speech that is famous, given long ago for a certain number of people. And it is not that way. Indeed, this broadcast happens at a certain time, a certain week, a certain year. But indeed, those, even in the future, will come across this when they're supposed to and hear it. Even though this particular message is one of four and the third of four, it still may ring true and be succinct for someone who needs to hear it. But what I really want to tell you is this. On the other side of the veil, dear ones, for you, there is this beautiful co-creative source. You're discovering this as a new truth. A piece of that creation you are. And that means that the creative source, which you call God, the beauty, benevolence, kindness, and love, is imbued in you, for you've heard that made in his image expression, made in the image of the creative source, means that it's in you. The image is love. It's not the image of a physicalness. It's love. And that means that you are part of all that exists in a way that perhaps you're not aware. And so my message to you right now is this. We know you. We know you. If you stumbled on this message years from when it was given, or you're listening perhaps just to the sound and you're not even seeing the picture, it doesn't matter. We know you. We know your ears or your eyes are upon this. And through free choice, you can make up your mind with something. Is it truth or is it not? So many times you come across these kinds of messages, and this one in particular, that you need to hear. The series this month has dealt with what we call increased awareness, the new frontier of humanism. A new frontier because consciousness, awareness, is moving in a way that you didn't expect faster than you expected. It brings about all manner of expressions, including the new normal. Years ago, we told you about the new normal. Now this expression is even being used by mainstream media. You'll probably find it in some movies. There may even be a movie title someday called The New Normal. It will probably be a comedy. Things are changing this quickly. And so this new frontier is a metaphor. And what it truly means is that it's wide open. It's never been there before. It's waiting to be discovered. That new frontier of a consciousness that has never existed before will bring about a different kind of human reaction, action, perspective, and the big one, an increased awareness of a greater truth. And we speak spiritually. The last message we gave you talked about the fact that this is not a new religion. Kryon does not have an evangelical message. There's nothing to join and no one really to contribute to. It is not a new group that we are asking you somehow to join. It has nothing to do with that paradigm, which is so linear that you are used to, stepping from one belief system perhaps to another. Instead, it's like a door starts to open and in floods a light and colors you've never seen, beauty that you never expected, and you have the opportunity to look or not look. Truly, many have seen this door open and slammed it shut because it was frightening. Slammed it shut because it wasn't what they were taught should be behind that door. A metaphor, dear ones. A metaphor for those who have an opportunity to look, but they've decided not to. This is not something that we judge as an issue or a problem. It's free choice. Every single one of you has that choice not to look. And you're every bit as loved. At the end of this message, there'll be no invitation to join. We don't do that. This is loving information for those who want to hear it. For those who don't, it's fine not to. That is the essence of the love of free choice. You send your children out into the world. You hope they find something that they love to do, or partners they will love to find, and you wish them the best. But very few parents will put upon them, you must do this, you must do that, or else. You give free choice to your children because you understand how different they are. What might work in one of their lives will not work in another. It is similar to this. And the love, it's there no matter what they do. You know that. We've spoken over and over about this one subject that is an increased awareness and what it means. The first channel of this month was simply an opening that says, well, it's there. Take a look. What's going on the planet? The second one and the second week was just a little different, an explanation of just how different this is. We used the expression of going from black and white to color. This planet is going from black and white to color. It is a metaphor. But in that metaphor, can you see? Only so many shades of black and white. And there were the layers. These are the layers of the reality that you exist in right now. And when you go into color, you can see millions of shades, sometimes billions of shades of color. And so that means that your reality expands incredibly past what you have or what you expect into that which is the unknown. Part of the circle of 12, which is coming yet today, is moving into the known and the unknown, in ways that some of you have already done and some of you have not. And so it is done simply and it is done gently and safely, so that none of you will feel that you are being pulled into something. Free choice, dear ones, love, benevolence. That's the image that I wish to give you today. Even as I give you this message, there is a grandness of discovery spiritually that perhaps you have never been shown and never been told about. I want to continue that theme. This particular attribute of this particular channel of number 3 of 4 regarding this new frontier of awareness, we're going to say getting used to it because of what happens often next. When you move into that which is different from the others, often there are reactions. Many times the reactions are sorrowful. They don't make sense even. And we've spoken of them before. Especially those things which are so important to your life, the way you live, how you perceive, your very values of what you've been told. When you alter those from what you've been told or those around you expect you would have, when you alter those, even if you go to something grander and something bigger, even if your life changes and you heal yourself and you become someone different, more kind and less anxiety and fearful, even if you change dramatically in the area of benevolence, even if you're easier to get along with, you'll have friends who will turn their back. You'll have family that'll turn their back because you've stepped out of what they believe is real. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So getting used to it, that is to say, if you have seen that, which is the difference between color and black and white, and you have stepped into that and you've discovered something and you now know it is absolutely real, real. Expect those around you may not. In the case of my partner, he had fear. He had fear when he saw a light that never went out, that was filled with kindness, benevolence, love, understanding. Something he had never felt before in any religion. Something that was filled with so much non-judgment that he understood he was part of a larger whole. And he had broken through, and it took him years to go there. And when he did, he was still afraid. And his fear was this, that the people he grew up with or his family members or all of those that loved him, that worked with him, would turn their back on him and say, "We think you've gone crazy. We don't appreciate what you're doing, and we can't be with you." That's what his fear was. Dear ones, every single one of those attributes came true. How do you deal with this? And the answer is gently, with love and understanding, because every single one of those individuals was replaced with other individuals who loved him in a different way, an accepting way, even some individuals who didn't necessarily believe what he did, but loved him anyway. But loved him anyway. Wouldn't you expect that of your family member, to love you anyway? That's quite often not the case at all. You've simply gone beyond the bounds. How does one get used to this? The answer is this: you never get used to being discarded, but you have the wisdom to step into the understanding of it all. You may go back for the holiday and be shunned or made fun of, laughed at, and all of those things. What's your reaction? Do you get used to it? No. But you can love them in a way that is beyond the way they could love you, and it shows them something. That no matter how far they push the envelope of ridicule or not understanding, You may even see their dysfunction in it or their anger in it. No matter what they show you, what you show them back is a grander truth of something you've learned. Humans have trouble and difficulty moving off the peg of what they've been told. Some of you don't want to go anywhere near a new truth because you think it's a betrayal of what you've been told by people you love and who love you. And I will tell you this, that no matter what you've been told about God, they have done the best they can in what they believe is a beautiful, loving God. But they haven't seen it all. They haven't seen perhaps what you've seen. They haven't seen when that door opens that there's so much there that is bigger than anything they've been told or any doctrine that they've ever known, as good as it is, as beautiful as it is. But they hang on to what they know because they cannot even fathom that there could be more. And so they wave goodbye to you, sometimes not in a graceful way. And you will see, perhaps, that which doesn't appear to be love anymore. The most difficult thing for a human to have. You might even think a betrayal. Because you see them not even willing to love you, even though you found something that's so loving, even though you show them love back. No, you won't be used to it, but dear ones, you will receive the wisdom of love in order to deal with this. This is not new in humanism. Even science has reflected it. When it comes along with something that is true and grander, but never yet discovered, there will be ridicule and there will be finger-pointing and all of this, and colleagues will walk the other way, and then they find out the truth. Oh, they were right. Then everyone knows and everyone believes. Something like that is coming. They won't be able to ignore the light someday. And many of them may actually in your lifetime look at you and say, you know, you might have something. As odd as it sounded back then, it doesn't sound quite as odd today. And you can just smile and know that the love that you've given to those who've rejected you is starting to work. That is the grease of truth. The wheels that you grease are the wheels that will create understanding even for those who rejected you someday. It's possible, and not perhaps even possible, but it may even be happening right now. There is more acceptance than there ever has been before of some of the oddest and strangest ideas, even of channeling. We'll be back. And so it is.